Just like that, we're back. Here, David, say something in the mic. Let's see if that's actually...
And we are live.
No, not sure. Wait, try it now.
I think I can see the levels.
Wait, really?
Here, see? I'm talking.
Oh, now it's... Okay.
All right, are we in business?
I think we're
in
business.
I'm not hearing it through my headphones.
Wait. Let me just turn all the mics. I don't know. These mics are not labeled. Oh, yeah, they are labeled.
Are we...
They're labeled.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Mason's been doing this literally for the whole year, by the way. Hello and welcome back. This is PCH together again after two solo shows.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. Reunited.
You've heard from Mason. You've heard from me. We're back again in a somewhat unconventional time slot. We wanted to get in one more show
before spring break. Our show's not happening this week, and, you know, what a lovely day to do it.
Because Mason's going to be in Maui and I'm going to be in Paris.
Which is
both exciting. You're actually going to be doing something productive to society. I'm going to be lazing about.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully not.
Probably getting Claude to apply to internships for me.
No, that was my laptop.
Okay. anyway, that was Disco by Sweet Trip. Automation was not it in terms of capturing the vibe today. If you're not in Boston, I'll describe it to you. It is a lovely 70-degree day with wind that feels like a hug from an old friend.
Yeah. Every time you feel like you're getting a little bit too warm, that breeze just kicks right in. I was sitting on Res Quad today. God, when was the last time you could do that?
I was on Preslon. We were studying. We weren't really studying. We had our little drink. You know what I'm saying? Everyone needs a little drink.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway... We want to get you music. We have a lot of great stuff lined up. It's sort of a spring season type of playlist.
We want to be whimsical. We want to be jolly.
We want to be whimsical.
None of that sad stuff.
Exactly.
Not that we even really play sad stuff. But
well, you know, depending. But anyway, you want to intro the next thing?
Yeah. Next up is from last year, I believe. Yeah. Last year, Favorite by Fontaines D.C. You know, one of our favorites here on PCH. Give it a listen.
I can claim the dreamer from the dream. Make you feel everything you've never even seen. It's been a long, a long, a long, a long, a long, long. You were my favorite for a long time. Stitching for the faces. You will see beauty give
All right. David insists that song is sad. Well, maybe it is. I wasn't really listening to the lyrics. I was just listening to the melody, which I think is, well, you know, it's fun.
You're a consumer, Mason.
Yeah,
you're a consumer.
Yeah. I don't disagree.
You need to engage with media critically, like all those YouTubers with mustaches say.
Right. What did I just see?
ContraPoints has a new video about Saw, which is very important.
Saw, the movie.
The
franchise.
Movie franchise. Yes.
Yeah, that creeps me out. I don't want to get near that. I saw a video recommended to me the other day that said, "Why is everything spicy now?" And it was like, it was kind of like, "Oh, every fast food chain just got the spiciness." It's like
the extent
that's actually
of cultural
good.
Comment. It's slop. This is slop. The whole like engage with media critically, but like let's not talk about real political issues.
Yeah, let's just talk
and
about
instead let's talk
spicy
about Bluey
sandwiches.
Spicy chicken sandwiches and Bluey. So
which is one of the things I actually don't think we need to criticize at all. Is
no,
spicy food.
Spicy chicken sandwiches are awesome. The Korean barbecue, whatever they're doing at Shake Shack
yeah,
right now.
They are doing something
insane.
Magical at Shake Shack.
It feels
at
illegal.
This minute. Oh my god.
Anyway, speaking of cooking,
speaking of Shake Shack.
There's a fantastic band that every cool white guy is supposed to like called Cassiopeia. Shout out to Ken Lassane who put me on.
Really?
Yeah, really. He's awesome. And Julia.
Shout out to the zero listeners who
Shout out to
that. He's not even a celebrity. It's not just like, oh, we're so niche. He's just a
guy
we know.
He's just
a guy.
He's
just a 50-year-old
my
man.
My jazz ensemble teacher.
Right?
He's a beast. There's no way he's 50.
Oh, older. He's older.
Surely.
Yeah, sure, but
anyway,
you don't really know.
He's a mystery in so many ways, but this is a great song, apparently called Time Limit. On Spotify, all the titles are in Japanese.
Right.
On Apple Music, they gentrified it. I don't know what's up with that. Check it out.
Sorry. Got us in the middle of a conversation.
You're in the middle of a yap. That's the problem with PCH is that we're on the air and we're having a conversation. We continue the conversation off air, forget that the song is playing, and then have to race back into turning the mic on.
We're the nicest. The nicest that we are over this hour is happening on air. The rest of the time we're just complaining.
Yeah. Right, we're like shitting on, or excuse me, we're
David, it's the daytime. The sun is still shining. It's still beaming down.
We're getting down there though in terms of sunset. I think we're sort of at the precipice. Right, at the precipice where the mischief
when it
comes out to play when it crosses the threshold.
The goblins
run
are
from the sunlight.
Don't,
Dracula.
Don't, I'm gonna go. I think.
Anyway,
wait, just to say though, we were talking about how we don't want to really interact with anyone who's ever watched anime in their lives.
It's awful. Like, you know, blow up my mentions if you disagree and blow up my mentions if you agree.
Yeah. Like, and it's, everything's shout out my friend Reed. He was like, yeah, I love One Piece. It's like 10 billion episodes. And
You have to get past the first 200 episodes and then it gets really good.
And then it gets awesome.
I'm going to stop you right there because some of us have things to do.
And I don't want to see what those anime pirates are up to.
I don't care.
Battling friendship and sea monsters.
And we still don't know what the One Piece... Apparently, like, I saw somebody be like, yeah, the creator wrote what the One Piece was and buried it at the bottom of the ocean. It's been 1,000 episodes.
I don't even know the conceit of the show.
They're looking for this thing called the One Piece.
Oh, okay.
We still don't know what the One Piece is.
And it's buried at the bottom of the real ocean?
The real life ocean. In order to celebrate, like, I don't know, 8,000 episodes or something.
He buried
the creator, who has white hair now. You're too old for this.
He threw something into the ocean.
He did a Netflix promo where he wrote what the One Piece was and locked it in a treasure chest at the bottom of the real life ocean.
That is insane.
You have been led on and catfished by an old Japanese man for too long. It's time to give it up.
And it's actually really, it's like 4 feet into the ocean, but they don't leave their house. No One Piece fan can make it beyond their front yard,
the
really.
The threshold.
Yeah.
The
God
real
forbid
challenge,
they 1 foot into
the
ocean,
last
but
episode
four.
Of, the last episode of the One Piece is them actually having to go outside and find the One Piece.
Right.
God. Anyway, speaking of, well, this is actually really good Japanese media.
Right.
Mason, you want to intro this?
So speaking of another person who nobody listening is going to know who they are, but they are a D-list celebrity, sure. Graydon Weaver from Hivemind put me onto this band, and I love them. They're actually two bands. They collaborated on this album, but individually they're both great. It's two Japanese rock bands called Hayuko and Sunset Roller Coaster, and this is their song, Young Man.
Rip it.
Happy.
and we're back. That was Young Man by Hayuko and Sunset Roller
Coaster. That's a great one.
Yeah.
That one goes places.
Yeah.
Shout out Graydon Weaver.
Shout out Graydon.
I guess.
Yeah. What do you mean, I guess?
I mean, like,
God.
It's a pointless, it's like a sort of cut down a tree in the middle of the forest.
Yeah, sure. And
type
also,
of thing.
It's a double because we have very few listeners, and also those listeners don't know who Graydon
right.
is.
Right, right,
unless it
right,
is Graydon.
Right.
Text us, Graydon, if you're listening.
Yes, text us, Graydon, if you're one of the few that are tuned.
Yeah, one of one. okay, want to queue up the next one? It's
yes.
It's
okay.
It's
absolutely. So this is shout out to the Milk and Roar.
Huh?
Wait, no. This is are we doing? Okay, yeah. Shout out to the Milk and Roar, who I guest wrote in my last year of high school, top five albums of the year. And it was written so pretentiously and incomprehensibly that Max Mooney, who literally goes to an Ivy League school, said he had difficulty understanding
Wait,
it.
Wait, what? No, that was great to me. I liked it.
Because I was BSing my way through it, but that's fine. And my
David
number
McNamara
one album.
Pretentious? What?
And my, shut up. My number one album of that year, which it's shifted around a little bit. It's still a fantastic album.
Thank you
to me.
For acknowledging that. It's a great album.
It's a
but
fantastic
it's
album.
One.
It's really good. It's like the technically the best album, I think, that came out that year. And that's The New Sound. It's
sorry. I don't want to. I love the song we're about to play.
Okay,
I don't know why I'm doing
it. God, it's just
sorry.
Like.
Sorry.
Here to nag, bro.
God.
Here to nag.
Why do we have to do this every time?
We'll work it out at couples therapy. This is Tara.
It's not open to the public until spring, when the renovations are complete. It's not a bird on a plane or anything. It's the most wonderful thing you've ever seen. My life's work, my dream come true. It's the newest new in new. At this point I'll have to tell you what it is. Of human suffering. We have splayed across the foyer, inordinately bled, the carcass of our savior who rose from the dead. Victims of drought and famine, fetuses abandoned, are waiting here to be admired. At the center, set to expire, my punctured bleeding heart of desire. Just for a moment, watch me please, watch my heart bleed. Tell me,
Tara, Tara, Tara.
Just for a moment, give it a squeeze, feel my disease, remember me. Forget in the company of others, and I'm able to forget in restaurants, on trains, but by myself, with every breath, and every night, in every bed, in any hotel room in the world, she comes writhing back like a talented pestilence. She unzips the air, blinding light emerges, pink, dark, iridescent sludge everywhere. Your holy land, take me by the hand, and would you tell me if I'm remembered by the saints up here, if they've been to my famous museum. Just for a second, just for a moment, just for a minute more, tell me. Just for a moment, everybody please tell me.
right, that was Tara by Jordy Greep, of course. It's so good. That song's so good.
His voice isn't for everyone, but...
No, but, every artist that I've tried to get into, like, if you think that, oh, yeah, that voice is not for me, just try. Because I feel the same about Danny Brown. Like, when I first started listening to Danny Brown, I really did not like his voice, and now I love it.
I feel like the best musicians have that sort of abrasive initial quality.
I mean, what show are you listening to? Who's RDA, you know? Like, but that's different, because, like, the first time I heard Cameron Winter's voice, I was like, I'm in. I'm in 1.3 seconds.
1.3 seconds. Less, maybe. Less than 1.3 seconds.
1.3 milliseconds. I was like, whoa. Yeah,
it's immediately, God of the sun, I'm taking you down on the inside.
Yeah, I was talking to my friend, who's also named David. We should get him on the pod, do double David. He was like, I was asking him if he liked Geese, and he says, no, the guy just is always moaning. And I'm like, that's the appeal, bro. Okay. Anyway, well, this is a good segue, because David and I saw Jordy Greep in concert in LA about a year ago, and we didn't like it. It was bad.
Terrible.
It was bad.
He sucks live.
For context, here's what happened. So I think the show started
Shout out to Nathan and Casey.
Maybe 8:30. Okay, so the show started at maybe 8:30. I had a math test at 8 a.m. the next morning. And I said, surely we'll be out of the... Okay, like, I know it's crazy going to whatever, school night, but whatever. Surely we'll be out of there by 11, right?
Surely.
That's maybe even ambitious.
I also,
but,
by
like,
the way, skipped a event at my school in which I won an
award. True. Wait, was that the right show? That might have been a different... I thought that was Black Country New Road.
It might have.
Anyway, doesn't matter.
Anyway.
Okay. The opener is the worst ever. It's like what you would make fun of indie people liking. It was just noises
by the way,
on a laptop.
If you have ever seen Portlandia.
Yeah, I
it
think
was
I know what you're talking about.
It is music for it's people
like
with
beep,
master's
beep,
degrees.
Beep, boop, 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 that kind of thing.
For
so it was
40,
for 40
for
minutes.
40
and I was
minutes.
Like, oh my God, I'm going to kill myself. Finally, Jordy Greep is here. He played for 3 hours.
You're clipping the mic.
Oh no, I'm so angry I'm yelling into the mic. It was the worst show I've ever been to.
So garbage.
But he had a guy on the bongos.
Yes.
Who was not him. It was a different guy. And he performed... He with his voice, performed...
Who was actually sufferable as, like, an artist. Who was actually
who
good.
Who sufferable.
As opposed to insufferable.
Sure, sure.
As opposed to insufferable.
Performed 2 songs in Spanish by the same guy, Willie Colon, who recently passed away. R.I.P. Willie Colon. The first song he played was called Qua Qua Ra Qua Qua. I butchered the hell out of that. But we're going to play it for you because it's amazing. And I wish I could hear it live again. That was the highlight of the night. Boom. Here is Qua Qua Ra Qua Qua.
Pide que venga a consolar, ni sueñe que voy a darte otra oportunidad. Te fuiste sin decirme por qué, fue tu propia decisión, no te boté. Dice que encontraste un nuevo amor y ya ve que en segundos se espumó, ya ve que mal negocio resultó. Cuacuara, cuacuá, quién yo. Cuá, cuará, cuá, cuá, fui yo. Cuá, cuará, cuá, cuá, quién vio. Cuá, cuará, cuá, cuá, fui yo. Ay, pobre de ti. Y hoy dice que quiere regresar. Si estás donde tú querías, quédate allá. Que a mí ya tú no me engañas más. Quien sale bajo la lluvia se va a mojar. Mira qué caro salió a aprender que hay sinceridad en mi querer. Mira quién te vio y quién te ve. Cuá, cuará, cuá, cuá, quién vio. Cuá, cuará, cuá, cuá, fui yo. Cuá, cuará, cuá, cuá, quién vio. Cuá, cuará, cuá, cuá, fui yo. Todo el mundo está admirado del error de Teresita, que dejó un amor seguro y al final quedó solita. Se dio un tremendo estrellón, me ha quedado un chichón. Oye, qué malo soy yo, debiera darte un chancecito, pero como no soy chancero, echo un pie. A mí no me vengas a llorar, ni sueñes que voy a darte otra oportunidad. Te fuiste sin decirme por qué. fue tu propia decisión, no te boté. Dice que encontraste un nuevo amor y ya ve que en segundos se fumó, ya ve que mal negocio resultó. Cuacuara, cuacuá, ¿quién dio? Cuacuara, cuacuá, fui yo. Cuacuara, cuacuá, ¿quién dio? Cuacuara, cuacuá, fui yo. La brisa que entra aquí, la misma que entra allá, por culpa del bochinchero hay bochinche sin de quien chismear. La brisa que entra aquí, la misma que entra allá, por culpa del bochinchero hay bochinche sin de quien chismear. Cuá, cuara, cuá, 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 cuá.
All right, that was Qua 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 by Willie Colon. What a banger. It really just got me moving. I don't know.
Yeah, if the next song we were going to play was a Quideca song, I would say Qua 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 Quideca. And I would get a lot of hatred, maybe death threats, doxing, swatting.
I'd just kill you.
Yeah,
right. Now.
Murder. But it's unfortunately we're in a jovial mood, so Quideca is not the Quideca is sort of sad post YouTube rapper.
I can't even think of like a really jovial like in that vibe.
A la carte.
Yeah, but even that's not really that. Like
that one's sad too.
It's not even that jovial.
Okay. Instead, we're playing something awesome and cool, which is club music for guys that don't go to clubs.
Right.
This is.
I don't know if I've fully signed off on this yet. I mean, we're gonna play it.
This is Amygdala by Blade and Echo 2K.
Calling, falling forever. Dreaming in a dream. Calling, falling forever. Dreaming in a dream. I see the sunshine sometimes destroying creed. Dreaming in a dream. Destroying creed.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're sort of, that song is awfully short. You sort of caught us in the middle of deliberation. I'm going to suggest the song Last Year by Toro y Moi. Just, you're going to have to rip it blind because we don't have the time to.
Oh, wait. Well, let's do a PSA really quick.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Here, I'll do a PSA. You type that last name that I can't spell into my laptop. All right. Oh, this is a good one. This one's timely. Walking.
Is it about Iran?
The war in Iran. Here's the official. No. Okay. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults.
And it's so nice outside.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said it was timely. Duh. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Or 2 hours.
Or
by
a little
David
kid
McNamara.
On Celsius.
Right.
Is that
right.
A joke about how I walk fast? I know.
It was more about fat and slow. Which isn't true. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service
it's
message.
It's also really fun to be
from,
in.
Hey.
Whoa.
Hey, a public service message from WMFO Tufts Community Radio.
It's also really fun to be an impaired walker.
Oh, yeah. Which
like
an
impaired and inattentive walker.
Here's another PSA. Can people walk faster than, like,
oh my God.
Slugs or
yes.
snails or of the like, turtles?
Oh, my God. It's crazy. People have nowhere to be.
Nope. We're on a college campus. And the worst is when there's either a couple or two friends.
But do you do that ever?
No. You know, I'm locked in. Don't worry. I'm locked in.
Okay. Good.
But, yeah, people will just be... Also, people have no regard... separate thought.
Oh
people have no regard for what people see. I'll be very frank. I walked up to a couple. I was walking past them, and when I was no more than 20 feet from them, he stuck his hand up her skirt.
Whoa!
I'm not joking.
Sun has not set, Mason.
And I'm sorry.
This is not WMFO After Hours.
Yeah, we're sorry. This is the first show we've ever done in the light of day. We got to adjust. We got to be, politically correct.
Yes.
We have to do clean humor.
We have to be woke.
Right. We have to be woke. Which usually we're not.
Okay. This song is called Last Year by Toro Moi. Shout out my cousin for putting me on to this two years ago.
Yeah, cool.
Clicking it! Son!
David doesn't know how to work. Oh, there we go.
Stuck in the ice so clear. I was going wild that year. Then I had to sit right here.
try it? Oh man, something's letting go.
You got a choke yet?
That was Last Year by Toro Mi Moi. That's a really good one. It's a little more on the chill side, but I like the guitar solo.
Yeah. Getting right back to not very chill.
Oh my god. All right.
David doesn't like, okay. Why even do this? Because, like, nobody's going to have an opinion on this argument, you know? Like, if we were talking to the masses, there are people, you know, Team David, I'm Team Mason. I love Joey Valence and Bray, who are a hip-hop duo, kind of two, well...
Ripping off the Beastie Boys.
Ripping off the Beastie Boys in the best way possible.
Eh.
Which David doesn't seem to enjoy, but whatever. Like, I don't care.
All right.
They're
just
great.
Rip the song.
Here
the
is No
judge.
Hands featuring Z Trip by Joey Valence and Bray. Stop talking. Stop that.
It's our job to talk.
No, it's not. It's my job.
Okay.
That was No Hands.
We have a lot of options here.
We don't. By the way, if it wasn't clear, we have no plan for these shows.
Oh, never. Never.
We decided we were doing this show 3 hours ago.
We don't have any bits loaded. We don't have any.
Well, that would be corny.
We should do that
sometime. If this was all scripted. Oh, like think of jokes?
Like think of bits?
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty good.
Let's do that sometime. Anyway, that's some shop talk. That's some water cooler talk about the craft. While we decide on what the next song is going to be. Unfortunately, a lot of the songs that are in my Spotify like songs recently are ballads.
Can't have that.
Can't have that. Because that's not what we're about here on PCH this spring season. How about, oh my god, my phone's on one, so.
Jesus Christ, how
okay,
is your phone on one?
How to Pretend by Lucy Bedrock. See,
sure.
That's a good one. That's a fun one. That one has a fun vibe.
That seems like.
Give it a go.
Let's give it a go.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. Yep, 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 yep.
Chills.
Yep.
It's like a Terraria type beat, which I really like that type of thing.
Sure.
But anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Next up. Well, that song, what was that song called?
That was How to Pretend by Lucy Bedrock.
How to Pretend. Sorry, I was going to do something. I'll try it. How to Pretend. God, now that I know how to pretend, it's
officially.
You need to
ask when to pretend.
When do I pretend? Wait. Oh, my God. It's time to pretend. It's This is Time to Pretend by MGMT.
You gotta die.
That ending is so crisp.
The whole album is crisp. Shout out to Wesleyan, where that album got premiered for the first time
ever. That's awesome.
Yeah, there's a video of them.
Did they go to Wesleyan?
Yes.
Cool. Shout out Bradley Whitford.
Shout out to the Wesleyan mock trial team for running a really, really good invitational. And by really good, I mean I won an award.
Do not shout out the Wesleyan admissions office because they rejected
me. But we got into Tufts.
Yeah. Take the L, Wesleyan. How does it feel? How does it feel? Take it. Take it smooth.
Okay, whoa. Let's calm down.
Well, the sun has set. The sun has set.
Welcome
clean
to W
humor is over.
Welcome to WMFO After Hours.
Right, just a little bit after dark.
God, we need a soundboard so bad. It's crazy.
That's true, and it wouldn't be difficult to say.
Okay, do we want to do one more? Are we last song?
Yeah. For sure. And it's you cue it up. You go.
Wait, what did I play?
It's Reptilia by the
Oh, this is.
Wait, really quick.
Yes.
This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5.
Yes, it is.
My name is Mason Hill. His name is David McNamara. And to close out...
We are ending on probably the most popular song we play today. I really like it, though. Okay, don't... Okay. It's Reptilia.